In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. My name is Steve Rudisill, and I am a, quote, retired priest, longtime member of the Diocese of Southwest Florida, and indeed was longtime rector of Holy Innocence Church over in Valrico. It is good to be with you today, there was an extra surprise for me today, and that is your organist, Ellie Taylor. We've known each other over the years, and when I saw her up here, I thought, this is just wonderful. We have never done a service together, so we're both novices, I guess, today in that sense. But it is good to be with her, and it's good to be with you as well. Today, in our various lessons, we have heard words like power, authority, might, words like that. What do they mean? What do they have to say to us today as Christians, as the followers of Christ? What do they mean to us as we go out into the world and live the gospel through thought, word, and deed? What do they mean? It's a thorny question, and I'm going to dare venture in. And I'm taking with me, or bringing with me, experiences out of this week, which at least for me have kind of illustrated opposites in terms of good authority or power and not so good authority or power. Okay? So let's venture in. First of all, just the words, let's say power and authority, are they really interchangeable, or are there slight differences or maybe major differences in the two words? Power. Power tends to mean for us authority over people. Power to us tends to mean force or coercion. It's making people do what we want them to do, even when they don't want to. I remember my mother. She had a rule for her children that was, one of the rules was, that we had to eat a mouthful of everything that was served at the meal. We couldn't leave the table unless that was done. Now, I'm sure none of you have ever had to do that. I remember times when either my brother or I were at the table for a pretty long time, looking at that squash, those greens, or worst of all, that liver. That's a mother's power. Uncontested, okay? That's power. Authority has a different slant to it. Authority means, or tends to mean, having the skill of making people willingly do what you want them to do. They do it of their own volition because they respect you or want to be with you or want to be like you or whatever. But they do it of their own volition. It comes from them. Every summer, we have a vacation of our family, our children and our grandchildren, and we stay under one roof at the beach. At the end of some of the meals, I will announce, I'm going to do the cleanup, but I need some help. How many of the grandchildren would really be willing to do that and help me out. Invariably, they all volunteer. I don't twist their arms. They volunteer. And so we get in the kitchen, and each gets to decide what he or she would like to do, which project they would like to take on. And as we do that, we talk and joke and have a good time. And I find this to be a really, really good time to be with my grandchildren, because we don't have the adults around bossing us around and telling us what to do and how to do it. Power, the coercion and making people do what you want them to do, was chillingly portrayed on a three-part series on TV this week called The World Wars. There was a significant part of that series devoted to Adolf Hitler and his quest for power that actually began with his participation in World War I. As he gained power, he sharpened his goal to bring Germany to a full and dominant presence in Europe. And ultimately, his goal was to go far beyond that and to dominate the world. He called it the Third Reich. And what would happen, what would develop under his leadership, was a huge nation of pure race and single-mindedness. Hitler claimed the power to subjugate Egypt through mayhem and fierce invasions. He claimed the power to decide who would live and who would die. He had a list of undesirables, people he felt were a blot on the human race. And it included Jews, gypsies, homosexuals, and certainly anybody with any kind of physical or mental handicap. They were to be exterminated. He claimed the power to decide who would rule and who would be enslaved. He amassed a vast, well-equipped army, all of it at his command. He was the Führer, aspiring to the heights of power. Even today, in talking with German people in Germany, on their own territory, I have found that they are still trying to understand how they, the German people, allowed this madman to achieve the kind of absolute power that he eventually had. There will always be people who want to have that kind of power over others. Many of them do it in the name of God. We see and we know, if we dare look around, the clamor for power in politics, in economics, in education, and in religion. And if we dare look even further, we can find it in almost every facet of life. There is that insatiable need to control, to be looked up at with a fair amount of respect and fear and trembling. And then if we even look more closely, possibly we might see some form of this mad drive within our very selves. The authority that the Father gave to Jesus was nothing like this. The life of God, which found its very focus in the earthly ministry, the life and ministry of Jesus, that's where it was seen and known. And this authority was expressed in reaching out to people, and especially people who were in a rough place in their lives. Jesus called his disciples. He didn't put a gun to their heads. He issued the invitation, "Come, follow me." And they had the freedom to say yes or to decline. But one by one, they said yes. And it's kind of like the baptismal covenant that we make. Yes, I will, with God's help. In the short time that the followers of Jesus had with him in his earthly ministry, they saw and experienced great things, because the very life of God was seen so clearly and brightly in their interaction with Jesus. It touched them. It transformed them. They began to see within themselves things they had never seen before, including the capacity to love, the capacity to bring healing to situations, the capacity to be a reconciler, the capacity to bring life out of death. They learned through their life with him to go out to others in love. Sometimes those expressions of love and care were accepted, and sometimes they weren't. But if they were rejected, okay. Shake the dust off your feet and go to another place. Sometimes the expressions of God's love upset and threatened people. It was mostly those who were in power. These were the political and religious leaders of the day, and Jesus did not bow to their expectations. Jesus continued, he lived to the fullest the ministry entrusted to him by God. He did it, come what may. And when the end came, Jesus' threat to the political and religious leaders had become so great, so threatening to them, that he was arrested, brought to a mock trial, and put to death by crucifixion. And through it all, he was at peace. He turned not his back to the smiters. In fact, he absolved his torturers. Father, forgive. That's authority. That's a living definition of authority. A couple of days ago, Maya Angelou died at a ripe old age. 40-some years ago, I read the first installment of her autobiography, I Know while the caged bird sings. If you haven't read it, read it. It is a powerful testimony. This woman was born in the South. She had a lot of things against her from the day she was born. One, being black in the South, and two, being a black female. The feeling of degradation was inescapable. She and her brother suffered abandonment by their parents. Over time, they were tossed from pillar to post. They were poor. She was raped. She was abused. And things became so intolerable for her that she was silent for 5 years. She has been a lot of things and done a lot of things. And sometimes she had to do that in order to survive. She had to do it. And through it all, she won, discovered a passion and a gift for writing and expressing herself in compelling ways. She told her story without bitterness or hate. She stood up for what was right, for justice for all people. Though she was hurt and betrayed by friend and stranger, she did not allow that to poison her attitude. Through the power of God and the gift of her writing, she became a worldwide woman of respect and admiration. People saying, "I would like to be like her. I would like to have the kind of attitude she has." As a brief window into the soul of this woman, there's a tweet that she made just before her death. This was her last public expression. And in it she said, "Listen to yourself, and in that quietude, you might hear the voice of God." Power or authority? Jesus imparts to us, his followers, the authority to go out in the name of God and share with all the good news brought to us in Jesus Christ. We don't have to beat them over the head with Bibles. We don't have to coerce them to believe exactly as we believe and see things exactly as we see them. We don't have to be little Hitlers. Maybe it's more the way Maya Angelou put it when she said, "By love, I mean the condition in the human spirit so profound, it encourages us to develop courage to build bridges." And then trust those bridges and cross those bridges in attempts to reach other human beings. Amen.